Manu Patra alerts dated 8 February 2018. Supreme Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh government to file within 4 weeks a vision document for protection and preservation of the Taj Mahal. Supreme Court has held that the limitation period for filing an appeal under provisions of the Companies Act 2013 cannot be extended beyond what is provided for in the statute. Supreme Court, while expressing concern over the fact that the jail instead of bail has become a norm in criminal jurisprudence, has urged the judges to show a humane attitude while passing orders to incarcerate a person. Supreme Court has questioned the West Bengal government for its stand against the center's Aadhaar scheme, saying what was wrong in having one nation, one identity for all Indians through the measure. Supreme Court has asked the convicts in a gang rape case, involving a student of a private university in Haryana, to share with the woman the password of iCloud where they had allegedly stored her obscene photographs. Supreme Court has allowed Sahara Group to sell its Ambi Valley Township, spread over 6,700 acres in Pune district, in parts through a court-appointed liquidator. Bombay High Court, while dismissing a plea by a stepson claiming a stake in his father's property, has said that the definition of son in the Hindu Succession Act doesn't cover a stepson. Delhi High Court has held that courts ought to re-evaluate the manner by which they require electronic documents to be authenticated. Delhi High Court has threatened to stay the AAP government's move to procure 1,000 low-floor electric buses instead of standard-floor CNG buses, if it does not have an action plan to provide parking space for the vehicles. Bombay High Court has held the restriction of allowing only 4 persons on a table to play the game of Rummy as unreasonable. Bombay High Court has granted conditional permission for holding cultural events like the Kalag Hoda festival at Cross Maidan. Bombay High Court has restrained the Civic Administration till the 21st of February from processing nearly 50 proposals for cutting 800 trees along many roads of Mumbai. Bombay High Court, while expressing shock over the conditions of mentally challenged children in Maharashtra, has observed that these children are surviving at the mercy of God as the government has miserably failed to provide even the basic amenities to children. Madras High Court has directed the District Sessions and Mahila Court in Tirupur to complete the trial and dispose of the rape and murder of a woman constable case, which was pending for over 6 years. Within 3 months. Central government has notified the Goods and Services Tax, GST, Settlement of Funds Rules, 2017 that allows central government to provisionally settle any sum of IGST collected in a particular financial year which has not been settled. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has notified that the exposure of banks and NBFCs to a borrower classified as micro, small and medium enterprise shall continue to be classified as a standard asset in the books of banks and NBFCs. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has clarified that no action will be taken against startups if its valuation report of unquoted shares is rejected by the assessing officer.